Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the Lord has given us power and of love and of a sound mind. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, I'm sorry. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for this day. Thanking you for the opportunity that you've given us. Thanking you, God, for eyes that we could see, ears where we could hear, God. Thank you, God, for just having family that surround us, God. Being able to see a new day, a day that you have created, Master. We are just grateful today. We are grateful. We know that there are many things that are going on all around us, God, but we know that we have our trust in you, and you are an almighty God. And so we're just going to stand and just trust and believe that you're going to see us through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God. Yes, we know that we have been talking about how we stand up for righteous, stand up for what is right. Yes, we have been talking about that. Yeah, so tonight we're just going to talk real briefly about where truth can lead you. Where truth can lead you. Very seldom do you hear anyone say, I told the truth. I decided to try. Just try being truthful for once. Not sure if I will be happy with the outcome, but I have tried everything else. Fighting, lying, stealing, sleeping with different couples, mates, causing disturbance on many levels, dividing up groups, all because I don't want what they stand for. And what is that? Righteousness and justice and the truth. But now that I'm in the situation that I'm in, I need help. So I decided to what? Try telling the truth. Telling the truth for a change. I decided to take a stand and tell the truth. Does that sound like anybody that you may know or someone that has crossed your path recently that they decided to make a stand, take a stand? They decided to make a 350-degree turn, that they are no longer going to look back, that they're going to be pressing towards a mark. The scripture says it's of a higher calling because the calling is where? It's in Christ Jesus. Yeah, yeah. So they're going to make a change. So let's look where walking in truth and righteous can take us. Let's look at this quickly. So here we see in Joshua chapter 2, we see Rahab. And Rahab was a resident of Jericho. Yeah, she was a resident. She lived in Jericho. For a profession that she had chosen, it could have led her to an early death. You see, Rahab, she was a harlot. And today, what we consider a harlot as a prostitute, a night person, a woman of the night. We've given them many names. But Rahab, she could be found in many families' trees. You know, when we do genealogy, we look up the family tree. And there could be a lot of Rahabs. Yeah, it could be a lot of Rahabs that are in the family trees. Yeah, even today, Rahab was a Canaanite. She was a harlot. She was what we call a call girl. Yeah, she was a call girl. She was a prostitute. Yeah, the story here in Jericho chapter 2 explains how hearts can change. See, when your heart changed, glory to God, when your heart changed, oh, yes, your whole mindset, your will, your emotions, they all have to take a back seat because the heart has changed. No longer am I focused on what I used to focus on. I'm not looking at that any longer. Rahab, the harlot, she decided to assist Israel. Yes, she decided to assist. So let's go to Rahab, chapter 2 in the book of Joshua. Yeah, and we see that it says here, when Joshua secretly sent two spies from the Israelite camp, and he instructed them, the spies, he told them how to go to the land on the other side of the Jordan River, especially Jericho, and he said for them so that the two men set out and came to a house. It was a house. It was a house of prostitute home. Yeah, of Rahab. And they stayed there, and they spent the night. But someone told the king of Jericho, someone saw them and told the king. He said that some Israelites have come here tonight to spy on the land. So the king of Jericho sent order to who? To Rahab. He sent orders to Rahab. Yeah, because they knew she had the spies. And he told her, he said, bring out the men who have come into your house. There are spies sent here to discover the best way to attack us. Rahab, who had hidden the two men, she replied, the men were here earlier, but I don't know where they were now. They left the city at dusk, as the city gates were about to close, and I don't know where they went. Now, I want you to just stay with me with this, because here we see Rahab, who is, she's just a known prostitute. But keep in mind, even being a prostitute, Rahab had a brain. She was a human. She was a woman. She had emotions. She had feelings. And most of all, she had common sense, and her sense made her aware of the fact about the Israelites king. She knew who their king was. Now, I want you to just stay with me with that. Because, see, a lot of times we who are in Christ, we think those who don't come to church, those who don't go to Bible study, oh, they don't know nothing. They don't know God. That's what we feel. But here in this setting here, in this story, we see she knows a lot. Look at this. She said that she told the, let me go to verse 5. She said, they left the city at dusk as the city gates were about to close. And she said, I don't know where they went. If you hurry, you can probably catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them beneath piles of flax. Now, we know that in those days, the roofs, tops were made of flax, and flax is just like a for us, it's just like a fish oil. It's just like a fish oil, you know, the fish oil tablet, and inside the actual tablet is a flax, and the flax is just like a paste. But anyway, this is what the roof was made out of, and so this is where she took them. And verse 7, it says, so the king's men went looking for the spies along the road leading to the shadow crossing places of the Jordan River. And as soon as the king's men had left the city gates, the city, the gates were shut. So here we see Rahab. She didn't include herself. She didn't risk being more or less chastised or chastened because she had entertained spies. Instead, She denied that they were there. She denied that they stayed. She said they had went on. But we're going to find out in her denying, what was the root, what was the reason behind her denying what she had encountered. Yeah. Yeah, look at this. Look at this. So it's not clear why Rahab chose to tell, why she chose not to tell. It's not clear. If she was frightened, she could have been frightened. If the king would have killed her and her family because she allowed the spies to even come into her home. It doesn't make it clear. We don't get those details in the lesson. But we can only assume that something could have been wrong with her entertaining the spies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it says here, before the spies went to sleep, because remember now, she had the spies, she had them up over the roof, and it was night. So it says here in verse 8, Rahab talked to the spies. She informed them that she knew, listen to this, that she knew who they were and how everyone was fearful. They were fearful of them, and they were fearful of their God. Now look at that. Hey, these are Canaanites. These were not Israelites, but they knew about the Israelites' God. What did they know? She said, because they had heard about the water dividing. You remember the Red Sea, that experience? Rahab is saying, well, we knew about that. We heard about that. Yeah. And to them, that set them into a state of trembling and fearful, being very fearful of that God, of their God. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. So here we see she also went so far as to tell them about the war with the Amorite kings. Yeah, how they came and ate up the Jordan. How they came in and they were at war, but the Israelites succeeded. Yeah. So here we see that those who we think who are not paying attention to what goes on in the church, or in Bible study, or in Sunday school, are really in tune to what is going on in the church. She admits that they were all fearful. Very fearful, and mainly that they knew he was going to give them their land. What did I just say? Rahab, the harlot, Rahab, the prostitute, had common sense, had really sense that some of us don't even take time to learn, who are in the body. But she knew that their God had the ability to come in and take their land. And they knew why their land was going to be taken, because they weren't doing what God wanted them to do. She knew that. Pay attention to Rahab. Pay attention to the harlot, the prostitute. This is what we call it. This is how she's labeled. But remember, the harlot, the prostitute, had a brain. She had knowledge. She may not have had a personal relationship with God, But she knew him. The story never stated if Rahab was the madam. You know, in the world of prostitution, there is a madam. A madam is usually the one that's over the house. It doesn't even state that, but it says here in verse 12, it says Rahab gets real, in verse 12, let's just go to verse 12 real quickly here. And it says, in verse 12, she says, now swear to me, by the Lord, you will be kind to me and my family, since I have helped you. Now here's the prostitute. The prostitute who has a brain. The prostitute who has common sense, has sense enough to realize that she can bid, that she has the ability to come before these spies and demand something. Look at this. She says, promise me that you will do this. Mm-hmm. Swear to me by the Lord you will be kind to me and my family since I have helped you. Give me some guarantee. Verse 13, when Jericho is conquered, you will let me live alone with my father and my mother, my brothers and my sisters, and all their families. The prostitute taking a stand. See, we're talking about taking a stand for righteousness. We're talking about how we can make a change in our life. If we have gone the wrong way, if we have done things that were not of God, if we have done things that were not godly, that was our past. We all have a past. But at some point, at some time, we can make a change. We can make a stand. We can say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And here we see that Rahab is standing for truth. Rahab demands. She makes a demand. Verse 14 says, we offer our own lives as a guarantee for your safety. This is what the spies told Rahab. If you don't betray us, we will keep your promise when the Lord gives us the land. Listen to that. Is this a deal going down here? Is this a deal? Is this a transaction going down? It's just not in papers. This not in black and white, but it's a verbal agreement. That's what it sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like. And it says, 15 says, then since Rahab's house was built into the city wall, she let them down by the rope through the window. 16, and they escaped to the hill country. She told them, hide there for 3 days until the men who were searching for you have returned, and then go on your way. Listen to that. Taking a stand. Taking a stand for righteous. Even though she was not what we call, quote, unquote, she wasn't the Christian. She wasn't the saved girl. But she knew what was right. And she decided at this very moment when the spies came. Huh? She knew why they came. She knew that her people hadn't been doing what they supposed to do. She was included. But she didn't go against them. She decided that she wanted to make a change. Listen to this. She wanted to make a change. Yeah, look at that. 17, and before they left, the men told her, we can guarantee your safety. Only, listen to this, only if you leave this scarlet rope hanging from the window and all your family members, your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your relatives must be here inside the house. If they go out into the streets, they will be killed. And we cannot be held to our oath. So here we see that they're making an oath. They're coming together. They're making an agreement with Rahab, the prostitute, the Israelite, and the Canaanite woman. Are you listening to what I'm saying? At some point, we all have to make a change. We all, and it's, God has made, he has prepared a way for us, glory to God, to repent, to come in to the fold and make a change. He's given us the opportunity. And here we see Rahab is given that opportunity. It says here, but we swear that no one inside the house will be killed. Not a hand will be laid any of them. Glory to God. Now they're taking an oath. So this is a sincere agreement that is actually going down at this very moment, at this very time. And these are the spies who are about to report back to Joshua to let them know all about Rahab. The innocent Rahab. Huh? The one who decided to deny her people She decided to deny them the right to even kill. Who knows what would have happened to the spies? But instead of going along with her people, she saw that there was something that she and her family could benefit from, knowing and having a relationship with a true and a living God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Rahab, she decided to stand up for righteous. Rahab, look what it says. Verse 21, I accept your terms. Rahab replied. And she sent them on their way, leaving the scarlet robe hanging from the window. The spies went out into the hill country and stayed there 3 days. The men who were chasing them had searched everywhere along the road, but they finally returned to the city without success. Then the two spies came down from the hill country, crossed the Jordan River. Glory to God, and reported to Joshua that all that had happened to them. The Lord will certainly give us the whole land. That's what they said. For all the people in the land are terrified. They're terrified of us. So you see, the thing is, everybody who may not go to church, they may not go to Sunday school, they may not go to Bible study, but they know God. They know of him. Did you hear what I'm saying? They know him. Huh? They know the things that he's done. They've seen some of the movies, the Christian, they have seen. They just haven't taken the time to get to know him. Get to know him. They just haven't done it. But here we see Rahab. Huh? The scarlet, the harlot, she took the time. She decided that she was going to make a change. She decided that she wasn't going to continue going the way she was going. Yeah, she decided that. Yeah. So here we see that there was one more condition. It was safely that she was granted. And you see, the thing was, she made sure that she secured this. Oh, even though there was nothing signed, you didn't see what they said, you have to sign your name on there. No, but it was verbal. It was a verbal agreement. It was an oath that was taken between Rahab and the two spies. And while Rahab was talking to them, her motive, her concern was about her family. Yes. Look at how we are supposed to be concerned about our family, about our mom, about our dad, our brothers, our siblings. We're supposed to be concerned about them. Rahab thought about them. And Rahab, at this very moment, at this very time, she decided she wasn't going to be fearful. She knew that the people were fearful. They were scared. But she decided this. And I was reading our opening scripture. It said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the Lord has given us what? Power and love and of a sound mind. And then we could look in 1 John 4:18, and it says, there is no fear in love. Huh? Huh? But perfect love drives out fear. See, when she began to talk to the spies and she began to see how they really felt, and she began to accept what was going to happen, she knew that they hadn't been doing what was required, what they should have been doing in the eyes of the Lord. So she accepted that. But at the very moment, she wanted to know if she could be spared. Glory to God. If I could be spared. And that's what she did. So here we see, but a perfect love drives out fear. When it's perfect, there is no need to be afraid. You can relax. You can rest. You can be joyful. Knowing why? Because love is present. And when love is present, there is no need for fear. Because fear has to do with what? Fear has to do with punishment. And there was no punishment here. Notice. In the lesson, nobody was being punished. No one was being punished. No one. Rahab wasn't being punished for being a harlot. She wasn't being punished for living a being a call girl. The spies wasn't being punished for coming into the land at night, looking around the king and his men. They weren't being punished for coming to Rahab's house. There was no punishment in here at all. None. The only thing, the justification that took place was the love of Christ. Knowing who God was, knowing who God is, and accepting it. And that's what taking a stand is all about. Standing up for righteousness. We also learned later that Rahab made a 360-degree turn because she didn't remain a prostitute. Rahab married. She met Salmon. Yes, she met her mate. She met her husband. Glory to God. Yeah. And we find out that Rahab was the mother of Boaz. And we all know who Boaz was. So think about it. When we stand up and we make a change, there is a blessing. Oh, glory to God. The blessing is right there. But the blessing is waiting on us to reach and stand. It's waiting on us to make a choice for us to stand. Stand up for what is right. The truth can lead you to deliverance. It can lead you to a new life in Christ. It can lead you to a new kingdom. Kingdom building. Yeah. Evangelizing. Ministering. Bringing in the sheep. When you stand and you take a stand up for what is right, when you stand up for righteousness, who knows where God will take you? Who knows? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us that we can come, oh God, and learn more about you. Master, we ask that you continuously show us how to stand. Show us how to stand up for what's right. Show us how to open up our mouths, oh God. Open up our hearts and receive righteousness. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor in Jesus' holy name. And we all said amen because we know the word of God. But there are others who know it too. Many times they're just not sitting here with us. They're not here with us. But they know the word. It's just for us to keep living the life and that they will see something different in us. And that we, just through the life that we live in front of them, can bring them into the kingdom. So we look forward to having you back here next Sunday with God Savers Ministries, and back here with us next Friday, and on Saturday with Sister Sadie at 7 o'clock with the children ministry. We are just grateful for everyone that is present this day. And trust and believe that God has a plan. All you got to do is stand up. Stand up for right. Stand up for right in Jesus' name. He is an almighty God, and he's waiting on us to do what we're supposed to do, trusting in him, living in him, being a light. Amen.